Track 10. Lime Kilns. As the interpretation panel reveals, lime was a very important commodity in many of the local industries, and particularly in iron production. The inaccessible location of the five kilns here suggests that lime, used to purify iron, was required in massive quantities to feed the huge ironworks at nearby Östergönlais and Österlavera, where thousands of people were employed during the mid-19th century. The original bank of three lime kilns, built in the 1850s, was positioned to make the process as easy as possible, as Arwell and Tony surmised inside these industrial monuments.
In all probability, they would have placed timbers across, and they would have had sort of a lattice work of coal, might have been some timber here initially to start ignite. They were charging them from above while loading them, and these timbers would have been coming across, apparently. They would have been able to hold the limestone and etc., Tony, isn't it?
They top-loaded them,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yes, and these might have been sort of latticed across to hold various limestone, coal, you name it, and
yeah.
Then they set them alight, I don't know how long, maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks. Then it would all come down here, then they'd pick it out, load it up, and away with it.
When you think about it, it's extremely efficient, the building, that they built it in such a way that they could bring the limestone from the Black Mountain or Manizib,
yeah,
and drop it down into these kilns.
Yeah. Coal just coming out of the hillside.
So there you have it. Along little less than 1 mile of this riverbank, we have seen an abundance of industries spring up and play a key role in the Industrial Revolution. But why did these industries fall into disuse? Well, quite simply, by the end of the 1880s, local iron supplies were running low and production moved south to the coast. Coal continued to be mined into the early 20th century at the three collieries we have visited. But profitability declined, and today, nature has been allowed to reclaim this area and provide us with access to this very special cultural landscape. We do hope you have enjoyed this Audio Trails production, and that on your return to Brynhentlis Bridge, you may try to imagine how life would have been for the men, women and children who toiled in this valley.
Return back to the car park along the same route you came.
Have a safe journey home. Goodbye.